Well, Jules is the name of the next person asking this question. I
I
hope
know
it's really.
Jules squared. Yeah.
I love it. He says, "Hi, Dr. Steve. I'm here because I think like Jordan Peterson, my degree. I'm conservative with a high IQ, but dumb as a rock when dealing with my sister, who thinks Biden is so great and Trump should be in jail. Not the humanist I am. How do you handle a person like that? My military son uses stats. I'd rather use a psychological approach."
So make sure to show some love to our sponsors, and those are the amazing patriots over at GoldCo, who are here to help protect your financial freedom. Now, you may have heard about President Trump issuing a very dire warning about America and the very thing we depend on to live, and that's the U.S. dollar. If Trump's warning comes true, this could be bigger than losing any war. But if Trump's prediction is right, and he's been right about a lot of things, and we lose our status as the world's reserve currency, I mean, imagine how this could impact your retirement savings and your quality of life. So that's why you should take Trump's warning seriously by clicking on that link below right now or go to turleywarning.com, because there you'll see what thousands of Americans are doing to help protect their savings before it's too late. Plus, when you click on that link below right now, you'll even see how to get up to $10,000 in free silver to protect your savings. But don't wait. We may not have long if Trump's prophecy comes true. So hurry up and click on that link below or go to turleywarning.com right now.
It's a great question, because I face it too, in my wider family circles. At a by God's grace, at a much more limited level than I did in 2016, because a lot of them have come around. They've seen it. That's stunning. My sister, both my sisters, actually. My brother-in-law, who was apathetic towards politics back in 2016, he's a police officer. Ever since summer 2020, he became MAGA, fully MAGA. His sons, my nephews, my aunts, uncles, they're all going MAGA. It's stunning. I'm just sitting there going, and I didn't even have to do much. And maybe that's the key. So, you know, I have a very, I have a, my opinion on this is it's better to have the relationship than to be right. It's, and this is hard. I'm preaching to myself first and foremost here, not you, Julius. I think. But I am convinced. I mean, I've been talking this way for years, but I just, I'm more and more, the older I get, the more and more I'm convinced that the person I'm talking to in my family needs to know that I value my relationship with him or her more than showing him or her I'm right. That's huge. You've kind of got to surrender. I don't know if this is the answer you want to hear from Pierre. You know, you want a Jungian response. And again, I think you can do that, but the first thing is that they have to unreservedly recognize from you that you value the relationship more than you value yourself being right. And if they see that, that really de-escalates the tension like nothing else, because they see an honest to God heart of love towards them. They see that. Now, they may be really cruel and mean and see that as weakness or what have you. Fine. That's what. It just magnifies the love all the more. That's the beauty of love. The more you spin on it, the more you magnify it. So I would start there. And then when they so, and what does that mean? That means that you listen to them and you show that you're listening to them. And then you repeat their arguments in your own words to show that you're thinking about what they say. And if they go, yeah, that's what I mean. And you kind of go, yeah, I maybe have to think about that a little bit. You're making a pretty good point, even if they're not. Right? Remember when you're playing with kids, when you're an adult and you're playing checkers with kids, what do you often do with them? You let them what? You let them win. Why? Because you freaking love them. That's why. You want them to be happy. You want them to enjoy being in your presence. You want to bless them. Family members don't, they're not convinced by us battering them with logical arguments and superiority. It's not hard. Obviously, wokeness has given up logic. You know that. It's not hard. If you don't know what a woman is, how are you going to know the difference between A and non-A? They can't even practice basic logic. So you have to really dive deep into relationship, and you have to show them, and you have to be strategic. This, you know, say it's Christmas coming or this Easter, I'm going to let her win every argument. I'm going to let her win every chess game. She's going to win. I'm going to be like, you know, that's a good point. I got to think about that. And maybe people today, are you serious? Well, you know. Maybe so. Maybe you've got a point there. But you could even say it out loud. You could say, you know, but yeah, you know, I would rather that our relationship be strong than either one of us is being right. I'm gonna consider what you just said. Now you can come back the next time, and if the topic came up. Then you can start getting into it a little bit and see if it's reciprocated. It may not be, but maybe at some point she might say, you have a point I have to think about. And maybe she might really mean it. It happened in my family with my youngest sister. She was radical lib. And I originally started being the idiot that I am. I originally started going, oh, I'll just argue her out of that. Yeah, right. That always worked. Right. My superior, you know, logic, reasoning skills and rhetoric will convince her. Yeah, right. Life isn't just rhetoric and reason, is it? It's very complex relationships, which Peterson would know. I think you double down on the relationship, seed the need to be right, and then just engage in conversation. And if you like Peterson, if you like Jungian analysis, start to share with her that I don't know if she's spiritual. A lot of people are spiritual without being religious, right? They believe without belonging. That's the idea. But, you know, you could say something like, I don't think it's Trump per se. And this is something I do a lot. I'm writing a book on precisely this thing right now. You're the first to hear that, by the way. I don't think it's Trump per se. I'm not interested. I could care actually less about Trump. It's these wider, when you read, just go to Google and you just read, and I'm talking what Newsweek is talking about, New York Times, Washington Post, you can read them, you can stick solely with them. They're all pointing to, eventually they get to, they're pointing to dynamics, these kind of social, cultural, political dynamics that are so much bigger than Trump, that are happening all over the world, that Trump just, for whatever reason, let's just say he was lucky, he just seems to be uniquely tapping into. And that kind of explains why he keeps coming back. It's why he keeps getting stronger, because those dynamics are getting stronger. It's not him per se. You can hold everything distasteful about him as you want. I'll grant it all to you. That's the individualist interpretation of him. But a holist interpretation how a person embodies wider sociocultural trends and currents. A lot of scholars are admitting he is standing at the apex of these currents that are leading us from kind of a very secular globalist age, liberal age, you would say, to much more of a postmodern and much more nationalist, civilizationalist age. And he's standing right there. Now you might say, well, I don't like that. I don't want that age. Okay, cool. No problem. No problem at all. You have every right not to like that. But I'm not arguing so much prescriptively. I'm not saying it ought to be that way, that we're moving from one age, more liberal age, to more conservative age. But the New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, they seem to be arguing descriptively. They don't like it either. But they are describing a process that's happening whether we like it or not. And I'm just really trying to understand that process. I really am. I got to be honest, I'm kind of attracted to it. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe you're right. But in the end, it's happening regardless of our personal subjective sentiments. And I'm just trying to understand that better. And I'm trying to understand how the strength of those currents is comparably strengthening Trump as he embodies those currents.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.